This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day when there is a great debate going on between two of America's leading thinkers, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez on the left and Marjorie Taylor Greene on the right. Catfight? Is that what you're allowed to call it? No, that's not the right thing to say. What you want to talk about is two people with very, very deep convictions going at it. Over what? Over aspects of the Super Bowl and that have nothing to do with that holding penalty that changed the course of history. We will get to that. Meanwhile, there's also a new Disney show. And I've already been asked about this a number of times. I haven't seen the whole show. And it's a streaming show called The Proud Family. It's based on a show back from the 80s and 90s called The Proud Family. But this is on Disney Plus. And it's a show in at least one of its episodes that is concentrated on critical race theory. I know that sounds like an exaggeration, but even though I have not seen all of the episodes and who knows which direction it's going to go, I don't think that direction is going to be good. Here is the song, the catchy, wonderful, uplifting song in a show intended, by the way, for children. This is a song covering the history of the United States, and, of course, the need for reparations. This is clip 10.
This country was built on slavery, which means
slaves built this country.
Tilled this land from sea to sea to sea. First there was rice, then first there was tobacco, sugar cane.
Then Whitney did his thing and cotton became king.
And we were his soldiers,
4 million strong.
Fighting for America's freedoms, even though we remained America's slaves.
Built this country, the descendants of slaves continue to build this.
Slaves built this country.
And we, the descendants of slaves in America, have earned reparations for their suffering.
And continue to earn reparations every moment we spend submerged in the systemic prejudice, racism, and
white supremacy
that America was founded with and still has not atoned for.
Slaves built this country.
Not only field hands, but carpenters, masons,
blacksmiths, musicians, inventors, built cities from Jamestown to New Orleans to Vatican,
Washington,
40 acres and a mule.
We'll take the 40 acres, keep the mule.
We made your families rich.
From the southern plantation heirs
to the northern bankers
to the New England ship owners,
the founding fathers,
former president,
current senator,
the Illuminati, the New World Order.
Slaves built this country.
Okay, the Illuminati and the New World Order, and the slaves built this country. When they talk about we are their soldiers 4 million strong, if they're talking about the Civil War, there were close to 4 million slaves at the time of the Civil War. And there were 183,000, they have pretty good numbers, of black people, some of whom, many of whom actually, were freed Negroes who had been, as it was called at the time. And others were people who, because the Emancipation Proclamation had been able to leave and be liberated from the southern states in which most of them lived. And yes, they fought heroically, but then they conclude the song with a demand, of course, for reparations. Listen.
We had Tubman,
Turner,
Frederick D.
Didn't they say Lincoln freed the slaves?
But slaves were men.
And women.
And only we can free ourselves.
Emancipation is not freedom.
Jim Crow, segregation, redlining, public schools feeding private prisons, where we become slaves again.
As we celebrate Juneteenth
for the umpteenth time,
our account is still outstanding.
Cause this country was built on slavery, which means
slaves built this country.
And we demand our 40 acres and a mule.
About that.
You can keep the mule.
Keep the 40.
We're taking our freedom.
Yeah. And that's supposed to be a school performance where people are applauding. And this is in a little town called Smithville. And it's about to put up a statue to a founder who's identified as Christian A. Smith. But one of the main characters, Maya, discovers Smith was a slaveholder. And Maya is raised, and this is a summary from Fox of the plot that is going on here in this this cartoon series. Maya is raised by an interracial gay couple. Randall, who is black, angrily denounces his husband, Barry, who is white, for defending the town founder, that was the Christian A. Smith, as proof of white fragility, he says. I don't understand anything about your white fragility. It sounds like this on screen. Clip 11.
I just know that my people wouldn't have done anything like this.
Your people?
Ugh. Oh, my, my. Well, you understand, love, don't you?
No. No, I do not understand anything about white fragility.
White fragility? What's that supposed to mean?
You know what it means. You're doing it right now.
Doing what?
Being defensive about race. Robin DiAngelo wrote a whole book about it. Read it. You're on page 39.
I am not on page 39.
And then there is more about white fragility. Zoe, a white character in the show, gets berated by her friends because she's dating a black guy. Clip 4.
Miss Proud, the only reason he asked her out is because she's white.
It is true. Right, Maya?
Yup. My cousin said Noah's favorite chocolate is white. No swirls.
You're all just jealous that Noah asked me out and not you. It has nothing to do with me being white chocolate. Not that a person can be white chocolate.
It has everything to do with you.
Oh.
To do with you.
Oh, I'm
just kidding.
Okay, and then there's the season finale, where the children, who are the featured characters in the show, and the Proud family, the children get arrested after a conflict with police and riot gear. This is has to do with taking down the statue of the town's founder, Christian A. Smith, because they discover he's a slave owner. One student suggests we could pull down that statue. Isn't that what everyone is doing nowadays? Listen.
Please put these little kids in cuffs, y'all. Audience,
no photos, please.
Why are you in riot gear? We don't see no riot here.
Come on, y'all. Here come Wizard Kelly and his goons. P, stand your ground.
Why are you in riot gear? We don't see no riot
Okay, do something with your white privilege. It goes on. Can you imagine they're going to have a ride at Disney World based on this show? You think that would be a lot of fun? A lot of fun for folks. I do think that they keep some of the Disney Plus projects like this one, keep that separate from the what they do in the theme parks. And by the way, the thing about Lincoln wanting to deport black people that they also have in the show, I mean, on Lincoln's birthday, Lincoln, like many, many other prominent people, didn't want to deport anyone. He wanted to give blacks liberty, and this is long before the Civil War, and supported the colonization society that would have given them a choice funded by the federal government, if they wanted to return to Africa. Some did. They created the nation of Liberia. But the idea that he wanted to deport freed slaves, completely a lie. We will be right back on the Medved Show with more on media and its impact coming up.
Look, he's a sick puppy.
Michael Medved.
Michael Medved here for Washington Policy Center. Over a million kids were subjected to learning loss and emotional harms caused by prolonged school shutdowns in our state. Now, those kids are being passed through the system without the harms being addressed. What if parents could direct funding so that their children receive the extra tools or tutoring they need? What if parents could choose the school that best fit their child rather than a one-size-fits-all system? Fund students, not systems. Go to fundstudentsfirst.com. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special Medved history programs, which can be yours free. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want and commercial free. Medved Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
And he knows what he believes.
Michael Medved.
And on the Michael Medved show, when it comes to the impact of media, one of the reasons that the National Institutes of Health, Centers for Disease Control, they've just come out with a report that we're going to be talking about just a little bit later. A report that shows that the depression and suicidal ideation and general dysfunction of American teenage girls has just soared, and they're suffering from different kinds of disturbances and self-hating disturbances than teenage boys. And why is that? Well, impossible, it would seem, to actually look at something like that without looking at the impact of social media and entertainment media as well. We'll be talking to Gene Twenge about that. The questions about debates about the Super Bowl, and I mentioned this great debate between Marjorie Taylor Greene and AOC. Of course, part of it has to do with the Jesus ads that appeared on the show under the theme of He Gets Us. And we had talked about the ads before, which I think were actually tasteful and effective and thoughtful, and hard to believe that they provoked such a negative reaction from AOC, but they did. She, a headline, AOC tears into Christian Super Bowl commercials for making fascism look benign. Now, I have seen almost all of these commercials, including ones they didn't show at the Super Bowl, and the idea that they promote fascism in some way is ridiculous. She tweeted on Sunday night after the game, "Something tells me Jesus would not spend millions of dollars on Super Bowl ads to make fascism look benign." It says, so says Ocasio-Cortez, who is Catholic, writing on Twitter on Sunday night. And progressive firebrand Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, this is from the Daily Mail, criticized a Christian organization behind two ads made for Sunday night's football game, claiming they promote fascism. He Gets Us, a nonprofit aimed at modernizing Americans' perceptions of Jesus and Christianity, paid a hefty $20 million to run its messages during the big game. So I don't understand what the objection to the messages could be. The first black and white clip shows migrants fleeing their homes under life-threatening circumstances, implicitly heading for the U.S. At the end, it's revealed to be a comparison of today's asylum seekers with Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. She believed that somehow that was supporting fascism. This is bizarre. The other ad that ran on the during the Super Bowl featured colorless photos. The second clip shows people in scenes of heated confrontation set against Rag and Bone Man's 2017 hit Human. It ends with the phrase, "Jesus loved the people we hate." Meanwhile, and you know this had to happen, is Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene responded to Ocasio-Cortez this morning. She wrote, "Jesus died a horrific death on a Roman cross so that our sins can be forgiven and whoever believes in him will have eternal life. That's proof there's nothing Jesus wouldn't do to show his love. AOC needs to know Jesus," Green wrote. Okay, good, fine. The idea that Marjorie Taylor Greene had an objection to the Super Bowl, she also objected to one of the controversial aspects of the pre-game program. The ads that were put up, by the way, were partially funded by the Hobby Lobby people, the Green family, which is no relation. They spell their name differently from Marjorie Taylor Greene. Marjorie Taylor Greene has an E at the end. But they have already donated more than $50 million to the Alliance Defending Freedom, which is an organization which we strongly support. I'm proud to have spoken for them in a number of places and occasions. It says in the Daily Mail, Ocasio-Cortez's criticism of He Gets Us was not the only shot she fired off as the Kansas City Chiefs and Philadelphia Eagles went head-to-head. The New York lawmaker posted an image of the platform's billionaire owner, Elon Musk, sitting next to fellow billionaire and owner of Fox Corp, Rupert Murdoch. They were spotted together at the Super Bowl, each with a female companion sitting next to them. Ocasio-Cortez quipped, "Birds of a feather flock together." But as usual, the high-profile TV event caught heat from lawmakers on both sides of the political spectrum. Marjorie Taylor Greene accused the NFL of peddling liberal wokeness after both the national anthem and the Black National Anthem were performed ahead of the game. Black National Anthem, and we've spoken about it before, is Lift Every Voice and Sing, and it was written by James Weldon Johnson, who was a very great and distinguished black poet and head, or at one point, of the NAACP. And there is nothing in Lift Every Voice and Sing that is other than religiously minded and very pro-American. And the idea that they would take this song, which has been traditionally involved with movements for justice, and play it at the most famous football game in the world when the majority of people playing on that field happen to be black, the idea that that is offensive. Green accused the NFL of peddling liberal wokeness after both the national anthem and Black National Anthem were performed ahead of the game. Chris Stapleton just sang the most beautiful national anthem at the Super Bowl. She said, "But we could have gone without the rest of the wokeness," Green wrote on Twitter. Now, this came at the same time that Catherine Lopez in the National Review talked about the 2023 pro-life Super Bowl. She said that was the pro-life Super Bowl because there was the Rihanna baby bump. Yes, I know parts of the performance were raunchy. Yes, I know you probably don't want your children watching it. I even frequently use her song Rude Boy as an example of the poison young people drink in our culture. But here she is, pregnant, openly, proudly, with a 9-month-old at home, and still doing the Super Bowl halftime show. What does all this impact on young teenage girls? We'll get to it.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA News update. While we still don't know what the objects shot down in North American airspace are, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says we know what they aren't.
There is no indication of aliens or extraterrestrial activity with these recent takedowns.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby joined Jean-Pierre at this morning's press briefing and said the objects shot down over Alaska, Canada, and Lake Huron were flying much lower than the Chinese balloon and did pose a threat to commercial air traffic. 8 people injured when a 60-year-old man sped through the streets of New York City this morning in a U-Haul truck. It's not clear what started the driving rampage, which began in Brooklyn. Seven civilians and one police officer were injured. The death toll from the earthquake in Turkey and Syria has topped 35,000. The death toll rising as aid from countries like the U.S. arrives. The U.S. Air Force has brought in nearly 6,000 tons of equipment and aid. John Schaefer, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Michael Medved show, there is a truly alarming report released today by the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control, and it's not about a virus disease, it's about an emotional disease, and the idea that teenage girls in America are increasingly engulfed in violence and trauma. Teen girls across the United States, they write, are engulfed in a growing wave of violence and trauma, according to federal researchers who released data Monday showing increases in rape and sexual violence, as well as record levels of feeling sad or hopeless. Nearly one in three high school girls reported in 2021 that they had seriously considered suicide. What is going on? Somebody who has written about this movingly and insightfully has joined us on the guest before is Professor Gene Twenge, who is the author of iGen, Why Today's Superconnected Kids Are Growing Up Less Rebellious, More Tolerant, Less Happy, and Completely Unprepared for Adulthood. Gene, thanks so much for joining us. Were you surprised at all to see some of the findings in this CDC report?
I'm sorry to say I wasn't that surprised, because these are the increases we've been seeing for quite a while in suicidal thoughts and depression and anxiety and self-harm, particularly among teen girls. Clinical level depression in another data set doubled in just a 9-year period. And that was even before the pandemic, which gets us to what might be causing this. I think it's tempting to see these concerning statistics and assume it's all due to the pandemic, but these are trends that started about 10 years ago.
Wow. And one of the things that I have been greatly influenced by, the book by Christina Hoff Sommers about the war on boys, you keep reading about girls are more likely to graduate from high school, more likely to attend college, that they're doing better. What this indicates that they may not have the same problems as boys, but have other problems of depression and emotional concern and suicidal ideation, as we were talking about, and self-harm, which you just mentioned, that girls have their own problems that are distinct and in some ways even more serious than the problems for boys.
Well, it's interesting because there's always been a pretty big gender difference in anxiety and depression. Girls and women have always suffered from those types of mood disorders at a much higher rate than boys and men. So it's true, yeah, you know, different genders, different problems. But, you know, I think what is the most concerning here is just how big these increases are in such a short period of time. You know, it really means we really got to try to figure out what is going on here. You know, what is going wrong in the lives of teens, and particularly teen girls. So maybe we can try to figure out how to stop it.
And you've written in the past about the impact of social media, and which apparently is particularly strong on teen girls. Is there a reason to believe that teen girls use social media even more in a more profligate manner than boys do?
They do. So teen girls spend more time on social media. They also seem to be more impacted by it. So the link between the amount of time a teen spends on social media and depression is larger among girls than it is among boys. And it makes sense when you think about it. You think about all of the body image issues, all of the social pressures, the way that girls bully versus the way boys do. All of those things really, really come out on social media in a way that can have a very negative impact on teen girls.
So what kinds of actions now can we undertake to in schools now that kids are back to school? They were away for in many cases because of the pandemic. But that's another question which has been raised, which is we're still not back to the level of student bodies that we had before the pandemic. What's happened to all those missing children who haven't returned? Where are they?
Yeah, and that's a big mystery that I'm not sure I have an answer to. I mean, I can answer your first question about what can we do in schools is try, for one thing, no phones during the school day. So then we're having the school day. Yeah, I know. Having the school day focus on face-to-face social interaction. So that would be great for the classroom, less distraction. It would also mean students were talking to each other face-to-face at lunch. Because if you go to a high school or middle school that allows students to have access to their phones over the lunch period, those lunchrooms are eerily silent because they're on their phones. They're not talking to each other.
Do you have you're still teaching in San Diego State, right?
I am.
Yeah. And do students, I would assume that the students can't take their phones and their social media with them everywhere at college, right?
They do. I mean, so college students are adults, so, you know, we don't have that opportunity to say, you know, okay, everybody has to put their phone in the bin in the way that you can do in a high school. But you can do what some faculty say, no technology in the classroom at all, even no laptops, put them away, or just emphasize, as I try to do, this is our time to learn from each other, let's put the devices away.
Oh, good for you. They say in the CDC report, it says that activities can make a profound difference in the lives of teens. It recommended improved access to mental health services, more classroom management training for teachers, school clubs that foster gay-straight alliances, and high-quality health education and enforcement of anti-harassment policies. Do you think there's something missing there?
I do.
These are good common sense solutions. And of course we need more, school counselors and more, help for mental health. I agree with that. But what's interesting to me is that a lot of the things on that list are things we're, for the most part anyway, doing a better job on now than we did 10 or especially 20 or 30 years ago. We're doing a much better job of being inclusive around sexual orientation, for example. I mean, there's certainly lots of bullying that still goes on. It's better, at least it's in theory better than it used to be. Yet mental health is worse, so clearly something else is going on. And I think there has been a lot of denial and putting your head in the sand that technology has anything to do with this. And I think it's abundantly clear that that's really what's different. That is what is different in the lives of teens now is social media.
Do you think it's fair to classify social media as addictive?
Well, there's a lot of debate about that.
I know.
In the academic world, it is really remarkable how many people talk about social media using the language of addiction. So whether it fits the technical definition or not, it certainly seems that that's people's experience. And there is, you know, every month there are more and more studies showing how the use of social media and other technologies affect the brain. So there may be, you know, much more definitive ruling on that soon.
Can you hang on for a few minutes more, Gene?
Sure.
Terrific. Gene Twenge, professor at San Diego State University, the author of iGen, Why Today's Super Connected Kids Are Growing Up Less Rebellious, More Tolerant, Less Happy, and Completely Unprepared for Adulthood. So what do you do to prepare your children, our children, for adulthood? We'll be right back with Gene Twenge.
The Michael Medved Show.
Okay, it's winter time, and that shouldn't stop you from going outdoors and enjoying yourself and getting some exercise. Relief Factor can help with that cause. Relief Factor is natural. It consists of fish oil and turmeric primarily and other ingredients that have been tested and shown to be remarkably effective. A Relief Factor can make you feel better and give you an opportunity to enjoy all kinds of aspects of an active life that you may have been prevented from enjoying in the past. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner. There's a special price available for what is called a quick start with Relief Factor. You take these tablets, which are entirely natural, no chemicals, no preservatives of any kind. This is a wonderful product that we heartily endorse. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor. History repeats itself, and we're seeing that play out with inflation. When Jimmy Carter took office in the late 70s, gold sold for $140 an ounce. Can you imagine? By 1980, the price of gold topped out at $870 an ounce. Now, if today's market performs like it did when Carter was in office, the price of gold could skyrocket from $1,800 an ounce to $9,300 an ounce. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Don't miss out on a great opportunity to purchase precious metals while the prices are still stable. If history repeats itself, we'll see a run on gold, silver, and platinum that will certainly drive up prices. Be smart. Buy now. At AmFed, you're dealing with specialists who provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. You'll never be pressured into buying outrageously priced so-called collectible coins or anything that you don't need. 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
There are so many challenges in American education. We had just mentioned last week this study in Baltimore that found 23 public schools in Baltimore, 23, where no students in the entire school were performing up to grade level in mathematics. No one. But then there are emotional problems. And speaking with Professor Jean Twenge of San Diego State University, she has a new book coming out in April. It is called Generations. And, Jean, some of this stuff is just so grim and it's so heartbreaking. It says that almost, this is the new CDC report on teenage girls in America being engulfed in violence and trauma. It suggests that almost 3 in 5 teenage girls reported feeling so persistently sad or hopeless almost every day for at least 2 weeks in a row during the previous year that they stopped regular activities. Girls fared worse on other measures, too, compared to boys, with higher rates of alcohol and drug use than boys, higher levels of being electronically bullied. According to the 89-page report, 13% of the teenage girls had attempted suicide during the past year, compared to 7% of the boys. Basic reason that things would be so much worse than these emotional problems for girls?
Well, you know, a lot of speculation about that. It's always been true that, you know, girls have suffered from these types of issues more than boys. But there's new pressures now with, you know, sexualization on social media and the emphasis on, you know, a perfect appearance and a perfect life on Instagram and some of these other platforms. And there's just a lot of pressure on girls. They feel like they need to be perfect in every way, and social media really takes that to the next level.
If you were, and you've done this before, and that's part of what your books and your work is about, what kind of advice would you give to parents about some of these dilemmas facing teenage girls in particular?
Keep your kids off social media as long as humanly possible. It's actually the law that kids can't have a social media account in their own name if they are 12 or under. But 13 is not really the best time to introduce social media during middle school. It's when a lot of these pressures are at their height. So I think we need to really seriously consider, as parents and as a culture as a whole, no social media until you're 16. You know, maybe even 18 under some circumstances if you have a teen who's vulnerable to anxiety and depression, that just get it out of the picture. And then my number one piece of advice for everybody, but especially for teens, is no phones in the bedroom overnight.
That's interesting. And no phones in the bedroom overnight not to interfere with your sleep, or is there another reason?
Yeah, interfering with sleep. So a lot of people have their phone right next to them, even if it's off, even if it's on vibrate. Lots of studies in sleep labs have shown that still disrupts sleep. So get it out of the bedroom, out of sight, out of mind, and get a better night's sleep.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. We did a book years ago called Saving Childhood that argued for keeping TVs out of children's bedrooms because otherwise you're basically dissolving family bonds if everybody's watching TV in a different room and a different programming. Has social media replacing some of the hours that people spend with television had a dramatic impact on what media messages are?
Well, you know, it is an interesting example of thinking that, you know, it used to be that was the worry of having the TV in your bedroom, and that's still not a good idea for kids to have their own TV in the bedroom. But now it's portable. It's the tablet, and that can go everywhere, and the phone, and that can go everywhere, and it can go into social situations, and it can come to school, not just into the bedroom. So it is. It's everywhere, and that means you can't get away from it, and that's why a lot of teens talk about social media in terms of so much pressure and just it always being there and always being on. And that's not a great formula for mental health.
And this brings us to one other issue that people are very painfully aware of because it kills so many people, which is drug use. And the idea that people who are very dependent on social media, there is an impact on the vulnerability to various, actually physically addictive recreational drugs, no?
I don't think I'm familiar with that research much.
Okay. But, in other words, right now, the fact that we have generally a move to spread more broadly the use of legal recreational drugs, have you thought or written about that at all? Because I don't know.
Yeah, what's interesting about it, for teens, almost all recreational drug use is marijuana. And the CDC report, that was one of the good news pieces in it, is that for high school students, marijuana use has actually gone down in the last couple of years. And it had been fairly stable for a while. It wasn't, you know, going up. 21 and over, where it's legal in many states, that's where it is going up a lot more. But it's not increasing among teens. So that's one piece of good news.
Okay. And finally, there's no way that this is good news. I know this is not your area of expertise and you haven't specifically written or researched it, but one of the most shocking numbers in this CDC report is that of the teenage girls they looked at, some 15% said they had been raped, that they had been forced to have sex. Do you have any sense that that is an exaggeration or is it credible? And if so, why would that be so greatly increased?
Yeah, well, you know, there's been speculation for a while that number is fairly high. So similar stories, of, say, among female college students have found those numbers. You know, often 25% is common. So it has been widespread for quite a while. It certainly is something I think we need to take seriously.
Well, obviously, this entire report needs to be taken seriously. Gene Twenge, very much appreciate your joining the conversation. And Gene Twenge is the author of iGen, Why Today's Super Connected Kids Are Growing Up Less Rebellious, More Tolerant, Less Happy, and Completely Unprepared for Adulthood. A last question. What's the most important thing preparing them for adulthood?
Giving them some measure of independence. You know, kids now are less likely to get their driver's license or go out of the house. Have them do those things instead of spending all their time on social media.
And independence for kids as a counteraction and as a preparation for adulthood. Jean Twenge at San Diego State University, her new book, which is coming out in April, is called Generations. Very pleased that you could speak with us. Coming up, there is big news that needs to be covered about more and more and more unidentified objects. What could the real story be? And a new report about Ron DeSantis preparing a presidential race, and George Santos actually preparing to defend himself against brand new charges about abusing puppies and the people who are attempting to rescue them. We will also be talking about why it is that the NRA has lost over a million members since some of the allegations against that organization have surfaced. And the whole idea of rioting as a form of celebration or frustration after a big sporting event, and overruling the district of crazy. That's the title of a Wall Street Journal editorial about attempts to restructure the District of Columbia, the capital of this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.